step into the flow of what's going to be happening. We're going to have some structure, but never at the expense of what the Holy Spirit may want to do. But we're going to be covering three major areas, and within those, we're going to begin with scripture reading. We want to hear God's word. Then we're going to step into worship, and then we'll begin to enter into prayer. Feel free to walk around in the room, lay in the floor, find a seat and kneel and pray, whatever you feel led to do. And there may be times when we break out in smaller groups and pray. Don't know. We're just going to try to be sensitive to what the Lord is speaking as we meet and pray here tonight. And we certainly will have an emphasis on our region and the state. Mickey and I will be going at the end of this week to Mobile, Mobile Bay, which was originally called the Bay of the Holy Spirit, for an all-in Alabama event. Right now there's about 300 people that will be gathering there. It's on a prophetic word that had come forth about baptisms in the Bay of the Holy Spirit that would release something through Alabama, then to the surrounding states and to the nation. So this past year particularly, there's been a lot of prayer and intercession and words that's come forth about the waterways. In my study of the book of Revelation, the number of times that I've read it, it's been many, but I've still ran into something that I really hadn't focused on before, and that's the angel over the waters. And so this will be a major prophetic act this weekend as we together walk into the waters of Mobile Bay and believe for cleansing throughout the state of Alabama and the outpouring of His Spirit and the Father's love. So we get into that section. I know some of you weekly have been praying. We've got a group that's been going to Wilson Dam and Wheeler and are targeting the dams in the area. And some of that's for protection for our country because of what the enemy would like to do in those areas. And, of course, the spiritual element, too, of what God wants to do in our region. So when we get into the section of prayer and you've got something that you want to release in prayer, then we'll have a mic up here and we'll just work people in and out and back and forth. And so I encourage you to cluster up to the front here. And Brother James, please come up and join us at the front. And if you like standing, I do. Let's stand. And Father, we just welcome your Holy Spirit here tonight. We know what your word says about the effectual, fervent prayer of righteous people. So we decree and declare tonight that there will be powerful results as a result of this gathering. And we welcome your Holy Spirit to move in revelation, to move in an anointing, Lord, to awaken and quicken, challenge and convict. And we lift you up, Lord Jesus. Let's just raise our hands. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We'll hear from the Word.
Psalm 24:7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Who is this King of glory?
This past Sunday morning, Tina had a vision in the service, and it was about this King of Glory come in. Right now, we're inviting the King of Glory to come in. Wherever you walk with in a sphere of authority, I encourage you to begin to speak into that, declare into that, for those gates to open. We welcome you, Lord Jesus Christ, into the school systems of Lauderdale County. You decree and declare along those lines, wherever he has you deposited, whatever mountain you're in, you begin to just welcome the presence of the Lord to begin to invade that. Your family, your home, your health, your finances, whatever the mountain is, you speak to the mountain. You see, the King of Glory is coming in, and when we get to the conclusion tonight, we're going to storm the gates of hell with some stuff too. But we want these gates to open for the glory of the Lord to come in. So Tina, why don't you come and step into a place of prayer regarding that word? And some of you come up, that if you've got an unction to speak to some of these gates, pray along those lines, just come on up.
I just thank you tonight, the King of Glory. He said he is here. I can't get past that vision that I saw Sunday. It's just on me, just as strong as it was Sunday. So we thank you, this King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. He is here among us tonight. We thank you, Lord. We speak into that, Lord. We speak into our region, Father. We speak into the whole Tennessee Valley, Lord. King of Glory, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In our church, I thank you that you are the King of this church. You are the King of the Tennessee Valley. You are the King of Alabama. And we thank you and we call you into all of these regions, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Use us. Here we are. Use us, Lord. Use us. Here we are. Send us, Lord.
There's a gate around Jerusalem wall that was sealed up a long, long time ago so Jesus could never come in that gate. You know about that gate? We just declare that gate to fall down, the blocks and the bricks and whatever they sealed it with, to come down. And Jesus, come in the gate. Come in the gate. It's broken down so you can come in to your city.
Are open over this church, over this region, over this state and this nation. We speak to all the things that are hindering the gates of worship, and we say, move in Jesus' name. We declare the gates open, that there is freedom of worship, freedom to engage through your Holy Spirit, to declare worship to our King of Glory. We see you, Lord, high and
seated on the throne, high and lifted up. And we engage you with our hearts, our whole minds, our bodies, our spirits tonight. We engage you, King of Glory, and we say, come in all of your fullness and do what you want to do as we worship and lift up your name. We've been praying the same prayers for years, and the Lord has told us it's time to press in, to go into that birthing position, just as Elijah did when he was praying for rain. So now, I declare there's a greater travail that's upon us. We're entering into the deeper travail to push through, because it's now the time that blind eyes be opened, that those that are bound in darkness, bound by witchcraft, that those worshiping at Baal altars in our city, at the altars of dead religion and selfishness and ambition, that God tears down those altars. So we release the spirit of Elijah upon this city, and we will not quit until we see the manifestation of the glory of God. We will see our young people breaking free of drug addictions. We declare it. The breaker is here. He's on the throne, and we're releasing the breaker anointing of God. He's breaking.
Praying in the spirit. So I encourage you just to start praying in the spirit right now. Pray in the spirit. Press in. Let's sing in the spirit.
Every throne.
We have left praying in the Spirit too soon. You know, there's a point when we all have to come together as a battering ram. And tonight's not a place for us to sit in our seats as usual. It's the time to all gather right up here as a battering ram and come praying in the Spirit. Now, of course, nobody has to, but this is an invitation to. And we really should come together. And there's anointing on the violin tonight. I don't know if you've heard it yet or not. But we need to let the violin lead and let us pray in the Spirit with her. Charlotte, what you said, you need to come right up here. You're a point person. You're ahead of the tip of the spear. And we need to come right here and we need to get in our positions tonight. Yes, Charlotte, that's good. That's what we want right here. So everybody, this might be new to you. Listen, if we prayed the same prayers over the years and nothing's happened, we need to shift praying what we've been praying. And this is the key to it. This is the key to it right here. Are you ready? Now let's let the violin, Anna, you're anointed tonight. Lead, let her fly in Jesus' name.
It's been released. Oh, the blood is poured.
the Lord weeping for his children. And he said, don't you know that I have led captivity captive? Go get my children. And I just decree and declare the gates are open in the schools of Lauderdale County to every athletic program, to every program that can get in, Lord. I just ask for favor, favor over every organization, favor over the clubs that are within the schools, favor over the people that will go to speak. And Lord, I just speak over them your word. And while we were praying before the service, I saw a fire shoot out from the intercessory room, and then it circled the building, and the hand of a clock was pointed at 11. And I just heard the Lord say, declare this over the gatekeepers, and I declare this over the gatekeepers of our schools, over those that lead our children, over those that are watching over the gates of our children. I declare that they will be fruitful branches, Isaiah 11. That will grow from the roots of Yahweh, and the Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon them, and the Spirit of extraordinary wisdom, and the Spirit of perfect understanding, the Spirit of wise strategy, the Spirit of mighty power, the Spirit of revelation, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. I declare the fear of the Lord over the school system. I declare the fear of the Lord over the school system. Get out of our schools in Jesus' name. You spirit of mind control, you spirit of this age, I declare you are void. I declare a sound mind of our children. I cancel what they have seen on the internet. I cancel the lies they have heard in their ears and the lies that have infiltrated their eyes. I say, be clear. In Jesus' name, hear the word of the Lord. And the prayers of the generations fall upon them. And the bloodlines be cleansed now in Jesus' name. It is time. It is time in Jesus' name.
Along that line, Isaiah 49 says, I will contend with him, contend with you. The captives of the warriors will be released, and I will save your children.
Speak a prophecy. That's Mr. Wigglesworth. Spoke when he was alive. I read that prophecy. It hit me so hard. I thought I gotta take this to memory. Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. For the God who has led shall descend upon thee. Shall surely carry thee who thou wouldest not. But to this end, he has called thee to take thee on, to move upon thee with divine unction of the Spirit, that thou shalt not be entertained by nature, but caught up with him to hear his words, to speak his truth, to have his mind, to know his will, to commune and be still, to see him who's invisible, to pour out to others the great stream of life, to quicken everything wherever it moves. For the Spirit is not given us to measure, but it is given to us by faith. The measure is measured that we may know him and the power of his resurrection in the coming day. And now is that day is set forth, which is the opening of the coming day. Like precious faith is to obtain through the righteousness of God and Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Holy Ghost wants you. The Holy Ghost wants you. The Holy Ghost wants you for the purpose of manifesting Jesus through you. Thus is the word of the Lord.
Selah for a moment and just think about that. I feel like there's some people here, you may be struggling, like, not me, but I think the Lord wants to let the wild man, the wild woman out tonight. step into who He's called you to be. So we've spoken to gates, and now we want the Lord of the angel armies to begin to send forth those hosts. Let's hear the word of the Lord, and we'll step into this next section.
Revelation 5:11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And then the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him who lives forever and ever.
I see you, one like Sardius, like Jasper, the shining one,
the omnipotent one, the shining God. Behold, there's a door open to the one with lightnings and thunderings. Behold the glory. Behold, the train of his robe fills the sun. How could you describe something so beautiful, so wonderful? Jasper doesn't work. Diamonds don't work. Gold doesn't work. It's the beautiful one. He's flooding your hearts right now. He's awakening your spirit to new revelations and new wisdoms right now. He's shifting mindsets over our city, over our counties, over our state, and over the United States right now.
Water that covered the face of the earth, and the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. When you were formed in your mother's womb, you were surrounded by the waters. In the book of the Revelation, it stood out to me more than ever, the battle over the waters. Out of the sea, John saw the beast arise that would persecute the saints of God. We're also told that there was an angel assigned over the waters from the Lord and his end time torn out of wrath. And this past year, there's been a lot of prophetic words about the waters. We've had people praying over the waters. Brother James has a conference coming up over the waters. There'll be a lot of worship over that. This weekend in Mobile Bay, I mentioned earlier, the prophetic act concerning the waters. So we want to step into that. And some of you who are carrying that, I want you to come and pray into it. We're going to sing into it and pray into it. In Jesus' name.
God of the angel army, is the angel over the water. God of the angel army,
Tennessee River and that have been assigned to our region, and we ask you to send them. And Lord, I just hear a stirring. Even in the music that they were just doing, there was a stirring that was happening. And so, Lord, we release the stirring of the angels over our region right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that you have a plan and a purpose. I thank you, Lord, that nothing the enemy has planned will come to fruition in this region. We stand guard in this region, Lord. We partner with the Spirit of God, and we release the angels to come and stir. Lord, stir up. Stir up the ancient things, Lord. Stir up the seeds that have been planted. Stir up the prayers that have been prayed. Stir up revival within our hearts, Lord. Stir up restoration. Stir up everything, Lord, you have planted here in the past. Lord, stir it up, Lord. Stir it up. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up. We decree it now in Jesus' name. Over Wilson Down, over Wheeler Down, over the waterways that pass through our area, we decree the stirring of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Stir up the water. Stir up the water. Stir up the water. Stir up the water. Move, move, move.
The angels are moving over the water. The angels are moving over the water.
Vision several years ago of the river overflowing and flooding it, and the water was gold. It was pure gold going in every street. And I was over there just now praying in the Spirit, and he showed me a ship, a cargo ship coming into Florence Harbor, coming into the harbor down there, and it was loaded with gold bars. It was loaded of gold bars. And God, I just believe that that is prosperity coming to this region. Father God, we just accept that. We accept that, Lord God. We just ask you to bring prosperity and businesses to this region, Lord God. We just pray that prosperity will run down the streets like gold water, like liquid gold, Lord. And we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in this region, Lord, that you're bringing industry into this region. You're bringing prosperity into this region. We break off the poverty spirit that's been over this city and this region for so long. We break it off in the name of Jesus, and we say it cannot be here anymore, that prosperity and God's glory is going to be running down the streets of Florence, Sheffield, Muscle Shoals, and Tiscum.
And up on the in heaven in the throne room, there was a pool. And in that pool was like the pool of Bethesda. And the Lord was stirring that pool. And as he began to stir that pool, the river of life began to flow from the throne room of God, bringing new life. It's a season of new life. And in that river of life, as we know, flows out of us. So it began to burst out of the saints of God. And they began to make a noise that was unique to each one of them. As they released that noise, the kingdom of God began to be established upon the portion of the earth that they were put in. So wherever they walk, wherever they speak, God is releasing an anointing for your voice to carry and move things and shift things in your life. And in the life of those around you, in the life of those that you see, when you come in contact with them, God is moving. And in order to bring that river of life, and it's going to overwhelm you. It's going to flood you. It's also going to flood those around you. But the flesh is going to die. The flesh is going to die. It's going to drown the flesh, but the spirit man is going to come swimming out in life and life more abundantly. Father, we thank you right now that you're a God of abundance. We thank you right now that you're a God of more than enough. We thank you right now, God, that you're a God that does exceedingly, abundantly, all we can believe, all we can see, all we can ask. That, Father, right now on your people, you're beginning a season that you're releasing the river in greater waves than we've ever seen. Father God, greater anointing than we've ever seen. Greater moves than we've ever seen. Right now, Lord God, you are releasing the water of life to flow. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just call out to the region. I call out to the region, to the land, to the people, to the prodigals, to the sons of God, and I just say, wake up and become who you are called to be. Wake up and fulfill what you are designed to fulfill. Wake up and do what you have been sent here to do. The lost are waiting on you to reach out, to affect your industry, to affect your region. And I just call this whole region to life. Just to burst with life, with the design that the Lord has put inside of them. I just keep hearing the word original intent. Just original intent, Lord. Bring the shoals to its original intent. Your intent, Lord. Your design, Lord. Your cause. Your ways. Your thoughts, Lord.
Standing there saying, Lord, please don't let me do this. There's a lady over here on the floor. Notice while you hear a sound that you don't normally hear. And this lady was doing, woo! That's not normal. And so I'm just saying, for a minute, sometimes there's a sound that breaks through that if we will agree with it, even though it's weird to us and weird to our flesh. And I'm sitting there, Lord, I'm out of the box anyway, and I don't want to get up here and say nothing about this. And Eddie comes and put his hand on me, and so let's just for a minute, if you'll just go with the Lord, all right? So this lady here, she was down there, and she wasn't trying to entertain nobody. She was not about nobody. It's about her being visited by the Lord doing a work. So let's enter into that intercession. It's an intercession. It's a sound that's not normally anywhere.
and the spirit and the blood of free. The water, the spirit, the blood.
Cleansing the word of spirit.
The ancient curses have been broken tonight, says the Lord. For my glory has been released in this nation, into this land, into this region, into this people, even into the very homes, into the businesses, and into the schools, into your halls of government and your law enforcement. All your Father is moving in mighty ways, and men and women, young and old, He is restoring that what was stolen by the evil one. It is then restoring it. And the glory of the Lord is upon this region. It will shine forth, and out of it will come a mighty healing move across not only the land, but upon the people. There will be nations will be healed by my moving, says the Lord, from what you are doing tonight. Tonight, I shift this land. I shift this region. For this reason, I am covenanted with you. You have remembered the covenant, and you have entered in with me. And the blood of my Son, the blood of the Lamb, covers you, covers your region, covers your cities, covers your homes. It covers every aspect. For our glory will shine forth. For I declare that I am the Lord God who has caused this to happen. And the Lord God has sent forth His word, and His word will not return to Him void. Father, we give you all praise and all honor and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for the blood of the Lamb.
I just felt like I didn't want to get back up, but the Lord says, get ready for the lost to come in. We're going to see sinners coming to Jesus. They're going to come running to the goodness of the Lord. He has said that they will. His sons will come from in the last days to His goodness. We're about to see the manifestation of His goodness. It's been released, and sinners are coming to Jesus.
Can we sing one of our goodness songs? One of those is before we go.
Goodness?
Just don't.
Goodness? Did you say goodness?
What? Goodness, yeah. I don't know if that,
like goodness of God?
Let's just. As we bring this to a conclusion, let's just gather in and worship Him for His goodness. And let's carry that with us tonight. Let's carry the deposit we've received here tonight. I know it's a week night, and it means so much that you've come out. And thank you all that have participated and for agreeing in prayer and being a part of this. But let's worship.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Every breath that I am made.
Remind you tonight before the Lord, you are the head and not the tail. You were blessed when you came in this room tonight, and you were blessed as you walk out. And as you walk out tonight, know that you're walking through gates where His glory's been invited in. As you go out tonight, to know that you're watched over by the Lord of the angel armies. As you drive back and forth across the bridge, when you fill your cup up with water, or when you go out and the rain's falling upon you, be reminded of the battle that's taking place and the baptism of God's power and God's love and the cleansing of His Word. Leave with confidence tonight from these words that have come forth, that your prodigals, your loved ones are going to come to Christ. People you work with are going to come to Christ. We're going to see many people come into Christ. And I remind you that you have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and soundness of mind. And greater is He who's in you, believer, than anything you're going to face out in this world. Even the prince of darkness, God with a little g of this world, the greater one lives inside of you. The Spirit of a living God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That river of living waters coming out of you is the Spirit of God moving and working through you, releasing His gifts, bearing His fruit in your life. And I remind you, that the name upon your lips and sealed in your heart, the name of Jesus is the name above every name. And in His name, you have been given authority to cast out devils. In His name, you have been given authority to lay hands on the sick
and see them recover. In His name, you can go before the Father, and whatever you ask in His name, it will be given you. So I remind you of who you are and whose you are tonight. And the reality is, this world doesn't have a chance when you go out knowing that. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I charge you to go out tonight with that authority, with that love, with that passion, with that faith and that confidence that you are a child of the Most High God. May His grace overwhelm you. May His peace guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And may His unspeakable joy, like a babbling brook, just flow out of you endlessly as you live in His presence. Because in His presence, there is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. And that's the life worth living for. Go out and serve Him. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand and a shout tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And can we thank the Lord for this worship team tonight? You guys and you ladies and gentlemen are amazing. Thank you.